This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to apologize. I think I have a pimple on my nose, and I can barely see the screen around it. So this is very hard. I have to, like, turn my nose one way or the other to see the screen. So if the show is a little bit choppy today, it's because I have to use one eye or the other. I don't understand why I'm still getting acne. I mean, I'm, like, 29. This is ridiculous. Really quickly here, I've got a lot of stories to talk to you about, but I realized some of your emails are coming to the junk mail. And did you know that you should be checking your spam and your junk mail every day now? Because regular emails are going. One of the governors in one of the state's governor's offices contacted me saying they proclaimed a state blood donation day, and it was a junk email. Okay, there's nothing junky about that state. It's a good state. So really quickly, I hate to do this on the air, but I have to review my junk email. So I have here, interview, is medical marijuana worth a high? All right, somebody wants to do an interview. Doc source on cupping. Cupping they're talking about with the, you know, the Michael Phelps thing, that kind of cupping. There's some French here. Trovet C joint maletre. Okay, not sure what the hell that means. 5% off Victoria's Secret. Oh, that's good. My husband will like me doing that one. Can almonds help your cholesterol levels? I sure the hell don't want to read that. Oh, here. Dear beloved friend, urgent respond. You know how I know that's fake? Because none of my friends think I'm beloved, okay? And I really don't have a lot of friends. So when somebody calls me a friend, there's already a problem. Let me see here. Earn 20 years' wages in 29 days. That's from money making. I don't want to click it. I'm afraid there's going to be a virus. You know what? Let's do it, okay? Let's just do it. Earn 20 years' wages in 29 days. I don't think prostitutes could do that well. Let me see. Your chance to earn millions from home, and that's all it says. I guess I have to click on that. I don't want to click from that. I could earn millions of dollars from my home. I don't want to know why. Winner, 500,000 pounds. Okay, I won the UK National Lottery desk. Did you guys know that there's a UK National Lottery desk? I didn't even play that. So I won that. Then your email won $950,000 in U.S. dollars. I mean, I'm rich. This is...
Did you also get that email from that prince that, you know, if you send him just a little bit of money, he'll end up making you millions?
Cause yes! Yeah. Yes, I want to do that. I mean, I trust this guy because apparently I'm a beloved friend to him, and he's a prince.
Oh, he's going to marry you, I'm telling you.
I think so. This says urgent ASAP with a bunch of exclamation points, and this is from the U.S. Ambassador Office. On 11 Garrick Road. Now, I don't know where 11 Garrick Road is, but why is the U.S. Ambassador Office contacting Dr. Dahlia urgent? Does he have a prostate issue? What's going on here? Sent you more nude pics. Okay, apparently somebody's sending me nude pics. I never asked for them. Now, this comes from Cheating Adult Affairs Network ad partner. Check out this hot wife. I don't want to click on it, but checking out a hot wife. Is that something guys are into? Looking at other people? Okay, I could see why it could be hot saying, check out this single guy. But if somebody said, check out this husband or check out this father of two, I don't know if I would do it. You know, there's just something about being married that's a real turnoff. Okay, find out who wrote you a message. That comes from Stein623. Well, obviously, Stein623 wrote me a message. Ooh, blood sugar news. The secret for normal blood sugar. Let me get out a ho-ho while I read that one. Let me see. Crate and Barrel, that's okay. Scrubs and Beyond. Getaway Today, locking your savings. Oh, here. Fitness porn videos available now. Fitness porn videos. What does that mean? Is that porn that happens in a fitness center?
It's the Gene Simmons video you didn't want to find.
Ah. Says check out. All I'm looking at are the titles. I want to click it to see what it's describing. Adult Affairs Network ad partner sent me nude selfies, triple X, as if a nude selfie was only a single X. That's a triple X. Mr. Kamal Ali Mohammed, attention to me personally. Let me see what else here. Tiny chicks. Oh, nope, that rhymes. I can't say that one. But this is ridiculous. Oh, share nude photos, ... interested. Ooh, that is tempting. Do I want to send my nude photos? Okay. And guys, it just gets worse. I don't understand that. I don't access any porn. This is my work computer. This is my studio computer. I mean, I understood, we did cover some Viagra, and we do cover, men's health and sexual health on the show, but not enough for me to get on some email loop. Ooh, Trump reveals groundbreaking secrets. That comes from Fox News reports. That landed in junk. Not sure why. Adrian B. is only 6.2 miles away and wants to chat with me. Well, he could call the radio show. May Almighty God bless you. Now, that one I like. Okay? If I click on this email, will I be blessed from the Lord? Nope, because now they're talking about mutual beneficial business partners. All right. So, here. Would you have sex with a foreign girl? Do they not know who I am? Do they not know I'm married and all I do is fantasize about Michael Fassbender? Do they not realize that? Why are they sending me? I don't get, unless somebody is accessing my computer. All right, my boys are going to be, if anybody's accessing porn on this computer, that's it. Oh, good. Somebody sent me some more nude pics. What's for dinner tonight? Oh, that's my husband. What's for dinner tonight? it went to junk. My husband wants to know what's for dinner tonight. Really? Really? But yeah, like I'm cooking. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ridiculous. Why do I have acne? What is going on? No, I don't eat greasy food. I don't know what the hell it is. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. And big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen and not minding when my pimple accidentally hits the dials and shuts off the show. Big thanks to Tom, who is dodging the pimple. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it.
Scott, be careful with that thing. You're poking it through the speaker.
I know.
Trying to take up my eye. Come on.
This is ridiculous. I can't see. I can't see around it.
Well, you're trying to make me not be able to see by trying to poke my eye out with it. Come on.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, but obviously I won't be posting anything today because I can't see the keyboard. Now, the Olympics still, I'm like so enthralled with the Olympics. I mean, wow. Hernandez and Biles, just knocking it out of the ballpark on the balance beam, well done. But this was very interesting, okay? Oh, by the way, did you see that race? I think it was the 400-meter hurdles where, I forget the winner who threw her. herself. She threw herself over the line at the end and won, beating out the American. I should know the names, and I apologize that I don't. But if you guys haven't seen the race, you've got to see the race. It's where I think it was the 400 meter hurdle. I got to find out. But basically, somebody was ahead. She was ahead the whole time. The American starts to move up on her, and you think the American's going to win, and the one who was ahead throws herself over the line. It looks like a tie. Here it was. It was Shawnee Miller, I think. Let me see if I can pull this up. So Allison Felix from America was running up on her, and the Bohemian sprinter, Shawnee Miller, was basically going to lose if she stayed upright. But she threw herself over the line, and because her torso was over the line, she won. And so, I props to her. I mean, as much as I hate seeing America lose, you see her torso over the line, and that was before the runner. See, everybody kind of brings their head in when they run. And you know, here's another thing, too. You know, I know you're not allowed to stuff your bra or anything like that, but if torso is what matters when you cross the line, oh, it has to be full torso. Okay, because I was going to say, my double D's, I could be before the gun is shot. When it's just, yeah. Speaking of which, what's it called when you do an early run when you're not supposed to false start? For the love of God, don't do a false start. There was a French runner. Sorry, I don't have his name. Does a false start. One false start, you're out. And you see him bawling on the side of the track. I don't blame him. He lost. I mean, that he's only 21 years old. And everybody goes, well, there's another Olympics. He'll be 25. That's like ancient sometimes for the Olympics. So, you know, he basically lost his Olympic chances because of a false start. That would be me. See, I think I could run. I think it would be something. Like, your breast went over the line, false start. I'm like, come on. Or the pimple went over the line. So, but I got to hand it to you. Seeing something like that happen, that was brilliant. I think that finish that Miller did, it deserved it. As much as I hate to see America lose, you know, I mean, she got her tushy over. She just, that's what you have to do. You got to just, you know, fly, baby. Fly. Now, there was an Olympic loss by Fu Huan He. And she is, China finished fourth in the 4x100 relay. And Fu was seen holding her stomach. So an interviewer came up to her and asked if she was feeling ill, and she said no, because my period came yesterday. I'm feeling a bit weak, but this is not an excuse. So this was the first time that an Olympian, I think, talked about being on her period, in the middle of the... Okay, so, you know, I get in trouble all the time for talking about, you know, menstruating, right, you know, on air. And nobody really wants to hear that. Well, look, okay, the Olympians are doing it. If the Olympians could complain about their periods, then I can too. So, let me see here. So, so she had her period and she brought it up and everyone's like, oh, really, you could swim? Yeah, she can. So my guess is what I think is brilliant about that is now I bet she's going to get a Tampax endorsement. If I was her, I would be reaching out to every tampon company saying, look, you know, I swam in the Olympics on my period and I used this product. You know, that didn't weigh me down because I made fourth. And whereas if I didn't use this product, I would have made eighth. So that's what I would have done. Speaking of which, we all know that the Olympic medals are not made of gold. But what exactly are they worth? Well, this is an interesting report. They say they are 500 grams in weight. And they are nearly 99% recycled silver. See, to me, they look light. for a gold medal, you know, because they're lifting them and then they're sticking them on their teeth and they're doing all that. I'm like, gosh, it looks just a little too light to be gold. So I knew it wasn't real gold. They contain 1.2% gold, and that's for gold plating. From what we understand, they are worth $587 in current market prices. That's all they're worth. A gold medal is $587. They said each of the 5,130 Olympic and Paralympic medals, it took 48 hours to make each one. It took 48 hours to make, I think it took 48 hours to make all of them. And I guess there was an 80-strong team working shifts around the clock to get them all done. They're kind of pretty, you know? Let me see here. And they're supposed to be very sustainable. Much of the silver is recycled from old mirrors and x-ray plates. The gold is free of mercury, so they could stick it in their mouth. It's often used to separate gold from ore. It can poison local ecosystems if not carefully disposed of. They said the last time athletes earned medals made of pure gold was in the 1912 Olympics in Stockholm, Sweden. I wish I could see a picture of that. Nike, the winged goddess of victory in ancient Greece, is minted on one side, and then you have the five Olympic rings, while the discipline for each medal that's been won is engraved along the edge, and then the other side bears the Rio logo. These are really, really cool. So apparently Nelsonito Carneiro has worked on this mint for over 40 years. He says, it's a sense of great satisfaction that our work will be worn on the chest of athletes who are given everything to win. That's cool. It's just, you know, gold, silver, bronze. I mean, I understand it's just kind of figuratively, but, you know, come on. If it's a gold medal, give them gold. So it's worth $525. Speaking of, compared to the past, they say today men are weaker than their dads were, according to this new study. They say in the study from the Journal of Hand Therapy, the Washington Post reports that millennial men may have significantly weaker hands and arms than men the same age did 30 years ago, back in the 80s. So 80s men with their, tight jeans and their Speedos and their moonwalking and their Rubik's Cube were stronger. Researchers tested 237 men in the 20 to 34 age group at various North Carolina universities. They discovered that when compared to grip and pinch strength, tests conducted on men of similar ages in 1985, there had been a nearly 20-pound reduction from the number of pounds of force men exerted 30 years ago. So the modern young adult man in the North Carolina test could only put out about 98 pounds of force. Men surveyed in 1985 could clamp down with 117 pounds of pinch and grip power. Now, they say the North Carolina survey does not necessarily indicate a national fall-off in strength among men, but it does fall in line with other studies that show that we are, you know, falling off in certain abilities. Women, however, have maintained the same levels of gripping or pinching power. I don't pinch very well or grip very well. I can backhand if I have to, but I just can't grip. I'm more of a lower body strength. I can't do anything with my upper hands. I can't. What does that mean with millennials? Well, is it our desk? Is our computer jobs? Is it that, you know, we don't, you know, handshake that much? Everybody's kind of texting each other, or they are, handshakes used to be a sign of masculinity. You know, I mean, a good handshake. I remember my father, he could break my hand if he wanted to in a handshake. He was showing me how strong he was, and he said grip strength was related to health. And, you know, we talked about that last year, how grip strength is a marker of health, and he had such a strong grip strength. And, unfortunately, he still died of a heart attack. But, you know, nowadays, you know, we high-five each other. We don't really do that handshake. Maybe that's part to do with it. Don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, not much of a surprise here, but Aetna, who's the nation's third largest health insurer announced last night that it is going to dramatically pull back from the marketplaces set up by the Affordable Care Act, cutting its participation from 15 states down to 4 next year. According to the Washington Post, Aetna's announcement is the latest signal by large insurers that they are struggling to make money in the marketplaces. Chief Executive Officer Mark Bertolini said in a statement that there are not enough healthy people to financially offset those with major health problems who require high-cost care. Okay, we're going to talk about this. We all predicted this. I mean, no duh. All right, that's what happens when you say, look, you know, no pre-existing, so nobody's going to be buying the $800-$900 a month insurance. We stopped paying for Aetna. I think it was $836 a month, I think it was. We're like, we'll pay cash. This is horrible. It was ridiculous. So when you don't have healthy people that don't want to use insurance, knock on wood, he goes, as a strong supporter of public exchanges as a means to meet the needs of the uninsured, we regret having to make this decision. The vast majority of payers have experienced continued financial stress within their individual public exchange business due to these forces. Now, this announcement comes on the heels of an announcement by Anthem that, in a reversal of expectations, it is now projecting mid-single-digit losses in the individual plan itself on the exchanges. Humana said it will dial back its participation on the exchanges from 15 states to 11 earlier this month. United Health Group plans to remain on 3 or fewer exchange markets. Its chief executive, Stephen Hemsley, said on an earnings call in July, Cigna has said that it is losing money on the exchanges, but the insurer is planning to expand its marketplace presence to 3 new states in 2017. So, what does this mean? Okay, the market will still survive, but this is, it's, the Affordable Care Act was designed to fail. And I'm not saying that, you know, people sit there, you know, sat there and insidiously, like Pelosi and everybody insidiously said, well, let's just do this, ooh, let's put this in, I think what happened is after the public option was rejected, they said, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to say, all right, private insurers, you know, show us what you could do. Take this over. But we're going to give you a lot of constraints, and you need to show us how you're going to make this work. I hate when that happens, where people take away all your tools, and they go, okay, show us how, and then you look bad when it fails. So this Affordable Care Act is failing, but it's failing as it's somebody's falling on their sword to save the whole socialized medicine push that we're falling into. There is no way a private company is going to be able to stay afloat when you say, look, those with pre-existing conditions will, can get insurance. So if you're healthy, you don't have to buy insurance yet. Yeah, we'll give you a fine, but the fine is still going to be cheaper than what the insurance is going to cost. So people take the fine instead, and then they don't put money into the system. The only way insurance works is to have healthy people putting money into the system, which is why I think we need to get rid of insurance completely out of the loop when it comes to regular, you know, doctor visits, dental visits, etc. We need to go back to a very simplistic, supply and demand, you know, sort of system. I think it is so gosh darn dumb that you're spending $900 a month in premiums to go to your doctor, who, if you didn't have insurance, would cost you $150, and you're using the premiums to knock that $150 price down to $60, whereas you could vary $50, or I was making what, $25.38. I don't know what I was making. So why are you paying an insurance company to knock down the price of the doctor? Why doesn't the doctor and the patient just go, just pay me the $25, $30, and just pay me the $50? You save, you save on the insurance premiums. We're allowing this system to take place. It's so stupid. It is so dumb. And so, and, you know, okay, well, government subsidies. Okay, so these Medicaid clinics. Okay, expanding Medicaid was a very nice thing to do, and I advocated for that. I'm like, rather than screwing everything up with, you know, the Affordable Care Act, you know, expand Medicaid temporarily to allow people to get care, maybe charge $5 a visit, okay? All right, you know, $5 a visit, why not? You know, still compensate with food, compensate with living, compensate with, okay, if they're getting money from the state, they're going to the doctor, $5. Okay, you collect $5 from every patient. Not the worst thing in the world. Okay? We use that money to help keep the Medicaid clinic afloat. Now, why would we have to keep the Medicaid clinic afloat? Because with Medicaid, you don't make enough money on what the government pays you with Medicaid. So you need to apply for grants. You need to find other government subsidies to keep a Medicaid clinic running. And by a Medicaid clinic, it's a clinic that sees mostly Medicaid patients, okay, as opposed to private insurance or cash, etc. One of the reasons why you without insurance appear to be paying more than somebody with insurance is because the clinic gets paid so crappy from insurance companies that a cash patient helps cover the costs. So if somebody, you know, walks into their doctor and they pay $75, let's say, for an office visit, okay, that $75 is a lot of money. But if you had insurance, maybe you would be only paying $50, but you're paying $800 a month for the insurance. If you're Medicaid, then you don't have to pay for the insurance. You get Medicaid. You get to go there for free. And for the clinic to make money, they either need to have government subsidies while they're taking the Medicaid money, or they need cash patients walking in. So it's very, very difficult. It's so difficult. The system is an absolute mess. You know, and people say, well, look, we could do it. We could be socialized like they do in Great Britain and in Europe. Well, you saw what's happening in Great Britain. That was frightening, where one of the major groups had to, suggest no non-emergent referrals for 4 months. You know, we could barely handle, you know, the emergency cases that we have. Anything non-urgent, wait 4 months. And again, my problem with that is, how do you know that you don't have something urgent? You know, we had somebody walk into my clinic, you know, with a bronchitis. And, you know, he wanted to get in quick. You know, we're like, yeah, we'll fit you in. If it's a bronchitis, I could take a look at you and, you know, see how you're doing and make sure it's not a pneumonia. Well, it was, yeah, he was coughing a little, but that wasn't his problem. He was going into diabetic ketoacidosis. And the only reason why I picked up on that is because I just didn't like his color. And I'm like, is there any diabetes in the family? And he said, yeah, my mom. I'm like, well, you know, have you ever been checked for diabetes? No. So I decided to do a finger stick, and it was just off. It was just the machine couldn't even calculate it. So we sent him to the hospital. His blood sugar was over 500. He was starting to crump. Now, true, that would have, you know, eventually turned into an emergency. But I would rather get them into the hospital, start them on insulin, start them with electrolyte replacement, and you know, get them in control before they crump. So I don't know what the answer is. You're going to see these studies going, well, you know, even with Obamacare, we're still living long. Or, you know, people socialized medicine, they're still living long enough, etc. I don't know what to believe anymore. All right. All I know is things are not making sense. So Aetna pulling out of the exchanges, you know, all the changes with Anthem and United, etc. It's very, very concerning because we Americans like a choice. We don't like to be told just this, and if you don't like it, lump it. We don't take that very well. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good
good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we are back
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are establishing state blood donation days in all 50 states if possible to collect blood for our blood banks that need to supply our medical centers and our hospitals with badly needed blood. If you could host a blood drive or if you could donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Anything you could do would be really, really appreciated. As you know, we need blood 365 days of the year. And so it's not a very easy task for these blood banks to make sure that once somebody does donate blood, they can come back in 56 days. Many of us have donated blood, but we don't donate blood on a regular basis. We're like, well, you know, I had to take off work and, you know, I've already donated blood. Donating blood once is so helpful, and we love you for doing that. But, you know, people need blood every day. So anything you could do would be most greatly appreciated. All right, this is very interesting. They said, if you look at your parents, you could kind of predict how long you're going to live. They say children of long-lived parents are less likely than others to die from heart disease in their 70s. This is reported at drugs.com. They go, we found that for each parent that lived beyond 70 years of age, the participants had a 20% lower chance of dying from heart disease. That study co-author Luke Pilling, a research fellow in epidemiology and public health at University of Exeter Medical School. Specifically, the children of younger-lived parents had lower rates of vascular disease, heart failure, stroke, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. They say the findings are not an excuse to turn into a binge-eating couch potato if your mother and father reach to their 80s and 90s. But it's pretty cool to know. They said, though people with longer-living parents are more likely to live longer themselves, there are lots of ways for those with shorter-lived parents to improve their health. That's how I look at it. If your parents died kind of young, you can too. You know, my father having a heart attack should be scaring the crap out of all of us, especially the sons in the family. See, no man in my family lived past 63. So we have a big problem in our family. And, you know, we just keep, you know, or 62. I think it's 62 because I remember when my dad turned 62, my mom was joking, going, this is the year. You know, and, you know, he's like, oh, you're ridiculous. And then, unfortunately, he died that year, later that year. So researchers tracked more than 186,000 British people aged 55 to 73. All of their parents were dead. The subjects were recruited between 2006 and 2010, and about 4,700 died over the course of 8 years. The link between long-lived parents and healthier offspring held even after the researchers adjusted their statistics for factors like education, age, weight, physical activity. According to the study, some researchers have made similar connections in the past, but they looked at smaller groups of people. Now, participants were not followed beyond age 80, but still they said it was a well-done study. So living past 70 is what by far the majority of people do already. They said that's not really impressive by itself. In my family, it is. If you could live into your 70s, wow. But it does allow you some significantly better odds, unquote. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Speaking of health, by the way, if they say if you replace one sugary drink with water, you could significantly improve your health. Just swapping one. According to a Virginia Tech researcher, they said regardless of how many servings of sugar-sweetened beverages you consume, if you just swap out one, that could even be of benefit. This is by Kaya Duffy, an adjunct faculty member of Human Nutrition, Foods, and Exercise in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. They said Duffy's findings were published in the journal Nutrients. It modeled the effect of replacing one 8-ounce sugar-sweetened beverage with an 8-ounce serving of water based on the daily dietary intake of U.S. adults. Duffy, along with co-author Jennifer Potty, an assistant professor of nutrition at the University of North Carolina, showed that this one-for-one drink swap reduced the calories and the prevalence of obesity in populations that consume sugary beverages. Now, 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend that no more than 10% of our daily calories come from added sugar, or that calorie-free drinks should be favored, like water. I don't like drinks like you know, diet soda. I don't recommend that. But according to this, they would prefer you on, you know, sugar-free drinks, preferably water. They said, we found that among U.S. adults who consume one serving of sugar-sweetened beverages per day, replacing that drink with water lowered the percent of calories coming from drinks from 17 to 11%. They said, and then when you do more water replacement, you can even swap 25% of your calorie intake. Plus, you eat less. So high-calorie drinks like sweetened soda and high-fat milk have been associated with diets rich in red and processed meats, refined grains, sweets, and starch. So the more vegetables, whole grains, fruits, fish, poultry, the better. All right. Yeah.
So I my question is pertaining to sugar and how insulin will affect the digestive process. I remember reading or seeing somewhere that if you eat sugar, that the body metabolizes foods as fat rather than using it as energy immediately or something. I might be going kind of off track, but...
Well, depending on, you know, I think you're right. You know, your body makes sugar, and it makes sugar, and it needs to consume, oops, sorry, my computer's on, and it needs to consume sugar, but when you, sorry about that, trying to find my mute.
No worries.
This is ridiculous. Okay. So your body will sometimes shunt pathways depending on what it takes in. Like, you know, we wonder what happens when you take in an artificial sweetener. You know, if your body thinks it's getting sugar and, you know, your mouth sensors like this is sweet, you know, do some people start becoming more hypoglycemic because their body's like, wait a sec, we already have sweet, so we don't need to make sugar. And by the time the liver figures that out, you know, it could be too late. So that is right. Sometimes, depending on what you overeat, will mess up. You know, another thing, too, is like, let's say you take in refined sugar. Your pancreas will start shooting out more insulin. Well, your pancreas starts to shoot out more insulin, so it takes in more of that sugar. Now you have less sugar in your bloodstream, and you need more sugar. So it can absolutely disrupt pathways. You're correct.
I remember something about how, it's my big thing right now. I rarely drink any sweet drinks, but when I do, I make sure not to do it within an hour.
You drink Dos
Equis. Exactly. I totally. I drink I go to the Hispanic restaurants in the neighborhood, and I always make sure if I get a Coke from them, I always drink it either an hour before I eat or an hour after, so that way my food can digest without the disruption of insulin, and it can properly process everything.
I wouldn't do it before you eat.
Before I eat. I give myself time so that way my body processes the sugar and then I can process the food, or vice versa. And that's kind of been my personal experiment based on my understanding of how sugar interacts with digestion. I wanted to know because I keep thinking about this thing whenever I go out to a restaurant. I'm like, you know, I should really ask Dr. Dahlia. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's there's you know, you're manipulating your system. The Coca-Cola starts to you know, get your pancreas all souped up and ready to go. And I mean, you're still going to absorb nutrients. You're not going to lose. You're not going to stop absorbing nutrients because you have sugar in place. But if you're stressing your body dealing with the refined sugar, then how is the other sugars that need to be absorbed and processed? That's how I look at it. How, you know, is it going to interfere with the natural process? And I don't think the body ever was prepared for refined sugar. I don't think it was ever built. I don't think it even knows what to do with it. That's, you know, and that's why I think we get diabetes. I think that's why we get obesity. And I think I feel sick when I take in too much carbs. I just do. I don't feel right.
But it tastes so good.
I know. Oh, I know. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.